It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Nationally, this is Transgender Awareness Week, and my colleagues at IPM News have been taking the time to hear from those on the front lines of the fight for trans rights in their series, Flights and Freedoms. Now, Illinois has billed itself as a healthcare oasis for people who are transgender. While 21 states have banned gender-affirming medicine for youth who are trans, Illinois passed a law this year protecting patients and providers who cross into the state for care. Iggy Ladin is transgender and non-binary and the executive director of the LGBTQ+-focused Chicago Therapy Collective, which is a mental health and advocacy organization. Earlier this week, Ladin spoke with my IPM News colleague Kimberly Schofield about that work. Kimberly takes it from there.
Iggy, thank you for being here. In your role, do you have any sense of the number of people who are moving here because of Illinois' laws on trans rights?
Oh my gosh, I wish that I did. We've wondered that ourselves. Most of our knowledge about this increase is just anecdotal stories with our partner agencies and organizations.
And is there any insight as to the reason behind them not getting access to medical care? Is it because of a lack of access of providers, not enough providers, or does it seem to be geared more towards bias?
You know, I couldn't put a percentage on it, but a significant amount of those seeking health care is because of those state bans in their own states. And then absolutely, there's such an issue with providers being willing to or being educated enough to provide trans-affirming care. We definitely find that even in Illinois and even in Chicago, there are providers who are really not sure what trans-affirming care means or looks like. And that is a big part of access. So access is not only about coverage, it's not only about our laws, but it's about having, you know, culturally competent healthcare providers available to provide care.
I'm not sure if you know the answer to this, but I imagine that you've encountered it with your social work. Are there any top issues that you hear about that are more likely to affect trans people of color than their Caucasian peers?
Oh, absolutely. Pretty much, you know, any issue that we look at impacting LGBTQ people, trans people, that issue is going to be more severe for our trans and queer community members of color. That can be across both the discrimination and harassment world. We find that trans and queer people of color are far more likely to be discriminated against in the workplace, denied promotions, fired from jobs, and also not hired in the first place, which is something we focus on a lot for trans folks in general. But it's really bad for trans women of color, especially Black and Latina trans women. So within employment, it's quite striking the disproportionate discrimination and harassment that will happen towards our trans community members. And then also within healthcare settings, you know, 25% of trans people hesitate to go to the doctor at all.
And we should let our listeners know that those stats are from a 2015 survey done by the National Center for Transgender Equality. It found over a third of American Indian and Middle Eastern respondents said they avoided going to the doctor for fear of being mistreated as a trans person, the most of any subgroup. All this brings us to Transgender Awareness Week, which seeks to increase understanding about trans people and the issues they face. Is there anything that you would say to people who may have a negative outlook on the trans community in general?
I would say that you know a trans person. Whether or not a trans person is out to you and open about their trans identity, that doesn't mean that there are not trans people around you. Trans people that are not out yet, trans people that are out but binary and stealth. And trans people are people. They deserve to be treated with respect and dignity. And I think a lot of folks feel disconnected from the trans community, feel like the trans community is just something they hear about on the news. But it's not the case. We are everywhere and, you know, oftentimes listening to how You might be talking about us and our community, and you might not even know we're there listening. But I would invite folks to pause and ask themselves, you know, is there anything they would be doing differently, perhaps causing less harm or being more proactively supportive if they knew one of their family members, friends, or coworkers was trans and just not out to them?
Iggy Ladin is the executive director of the Chicago Therapy Collective. Thank you for joining us.
I love it. Love the opportunity to speak. So thanks so much for asking.
Thank you to Kimberly Schofield for sharing that interview. More to come after a short break. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us.